soccer players are all seasoned Lock professionals.
Talk Radio.
Sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Friday. Well, we'll see mostly rain today, thunderstorms and heavier rain at times throughout the day today. At temperatures around 64, 65 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around, low temperatures dropping down to about 54. For Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of showers. High temperature around 65. The showers will taper off by Saturday night to mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 53. For Sunday and Monday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures on the rise. Highs in the upper 60s. To possibly low 70s on Monday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area and on Transformation Talk Radio around the world. You might be listening live or you might be listening after the fact on one of the dozens of podcasts that ends up or on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever, I think you're going to be glad you've joined us because we've got an interesting guest today. But first, I want to say hello and thank you to the people behind the technology. First of all, Olivia at TTR. How you doing, Olivia?
I'm doing great. How are you, Christine?
Doing pretty well, thank you. And Benny, I still miss seeing you in the studio every week. How are you doing?
Oh, doing awesome. Miss you, too. I can breathe again, or actually, we all can breathe again here in our state, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yep.
It was kind of scary, you know. It shows that we are all connected, whether there's a wildfire near us or not.
Exactly.
I think it's a good analogy of how we all are really connected in the world.
Well, if you listen to the last show, yeah, I was breathing so heavily, I finally pushed it all away, so.
Well, I missed the last show, Benny, so.
Well, kind of, but I was there in spirit.
Okay. So, you know, we rarely think in terms of connecting these two words, psychic and lawyer. Right? I mean, that's a weird combination. Of course, you guys know I'm statistician and healer, so sometimes there's some interesting combinations. But our guest today, he's very well known, and he has an interesting background. He's known as the psychic lawyer. His name is Mark Anthony, and he's the author of the award-winning, critically acclaimed bestsellers Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. He's a world-renowned fourth-generation psychic, and I want to talk to him about that, a psychic medium who communicates with spirits. And I've got somebody I'm going to want him to communicate with today, if possible. He's an Oxford-educated attorney. He's licensed to practice law in Florida, Washington, D.C., and even before the United States Supreme Court, which is so cool. But he's also a psychic medium. He appears regularly on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox Television, including The Doctors, and on major talk radio shows such as Coast to Coast AM, which I love, Conscious Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, which I'm affiliated with. Hello, Dr. Pat. And he's very, very well known from Hollywood to internationally. And I would like to welcome our guest today, the psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, when you're explaining that I'm a member of the U.S. Supreme Court Bar, you know, if I don't say this, I feel a personal sense of loss with the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was, the world lost a first-rate intellectual. an advocate, not just for women's rights, but for everybody who's been on the receiving end of bigotry and discrimination. Mm-hmm. And the United States has lost one of its best jurists. So I think that I just wanted to express my feelings that it really is the end of an era.
Mm-hmm. And I think that so many of us feel the loss of her from the Supreme Court, but from the world in this realm. And sometimes I wonder, you know, we're at a really interesting transformational moment in our world right now. Might she have gone to the other side to help us?
I think to some extent, spirits, part of their mission is to guide us, but spirits are not here to control us or to tell us what to do. So she can be a spiritual influence. And yes, it's very sad that she passed. On the other hand, she was a woman with cancer in her late 80s, so it is not unusual for her to have passed.
Right.
Can she help us from the other side? She can provide guidance. And you're correct. We seem to be at a tumultuous crossroads in our history. But the one thing that I've learned as a student of history is all things eventually come to an end. So, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her tenure on the U.S. Supreme Court, she wrote a lot of dissents, which will very well be the basis for majority opinions in the future. And also all the turmoil and the injustice that's going on in the United States now, eventually that will come to an end. And so I think that if we've learned anything from her, if we learned anything from John Lewis, if we learned anything from Martin Luther King Jr., it's that change takes action, but action does not justify violence.
Right, right, yeah. So I'm just fascinated with your history and how you went from attorney to psychic medium and sometimes actually intersecting the two. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, I was born this way. Both my parents had these abilities, and my dad was a Navy SEAL, and then he became a NASA engineer. And right after he got out of the Navy, he was at this dance, and he said, it was so funny when my parents talked about how they met. He goes, I saw this really classy dame, you know, and I wanted to talk to her. And because my mom was a commercial illustrator and a fashion designer, and she worked at this store called Kresge's. And so she always got designer clothes with, you know, the employee discount. He thought she was like some, you know, sophisticated Vogue model type. And they started talking, mom said they had this immediate connection. And after a couple dates, she said to him, she goes, you know, there's something I've got to tell you about myself. And then he goes, you too? So both of my parents had the ability to see and perceive spirits.
Wow.
And so what I've seen, Christine, is this is a genetic trait that runs in my family. And it's what's known as a recessive genetic trait. In other words, it can skip a generation or two. If, for example, being right-handed or left-handed is a genetic trait. Dominant traits being right-handed, the recessive trait being left-handed. So when you get two parents that have the same recessive trait, the likelihood of one of their children having those traits increases. And
sure.
So when I was about 3 and a half, I started seeing spirits, and mom and dad were like, oh, wow, he can do this, and because they saw them too. So,
right.
So this has always been part of who I am.
Mm-hmm. So if that was a natural gift, why did you choose to become an attorney?
I ask myself that constantly. It's interesting because, you know, I look at life like a river. It flows and ebbs, and sometimes it's smooth sailing, and other times there's waterfalls, and it can be very, very difficult. It's not unusual for a medium to be drawn to the spiritual, and I had seriously considered becoming a member of the clergy. I was raised in the Catholic faith.
Okay.
And so I wanted to do that, but I felt that was too constricting, and law always fascinated me. And so I ended up going into law, and, you know, I love what you said about how you don't normally hear the term lawyer and psychic. Just the way you don't hear statistician and healer like yourself.
Right.
Right. And what people like you and I demonstrate, Christine, is that there is room for integration of our left and right brains when it comes to helping people. Because people tend to think of those of us in the metaphysical realm as, you know, we're these mystics that sit on top of a mountain all day, and that, you know, everything's all
never done it, yeah.
cosmic and all that. You know, and anybody can be enlightened on a mountaintop. I mean, when you're sitting there, I remember a couple of years ago when I was on tour and I was in Sedona, which is just such a beautiful place, and I'm on top of those big orange mountains, and I'm it's like, yeah, it's real easy to be all cosmic here. The challenge is when you're stuck in traffic in LA and you got to be at the studio in 10 minutes and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And so what you and I and other people who have that right left brain integration demonstrate is that the true test for being spiritual and enlightened, if you will, is not when you're on a mountaintop, but it's when you're in the boardroom. It's when you're in the courtroom. It's when you're in the corporation, or it's when you're in, you know, just the real world, the real life.
That's so true, Mark. And I think that it's especially a good lesson for us to take to heart right now, because I think that at this stage of the ballgame, the stage of our planetary evolution, it's not just about going into the meditation room and connecting with that ethereal realm. It's about bringing that light, that energy, that information into our moment-to-moment life. And it's a different kind of challenge than, you know, being on that mountaintop, so to speak. But it makes life far more interesting, and it grounds the light more effectively on our planet.
Oh, absolutely, it does. And, you know, because a lot of people are like, how can you be a psychic lawyer, you know, and you know, people tend to, it's funny because the two professions that I have definitely evoke a reaction from whoever I tell. You tell people you're a lawyer, it's like, you know, they think we're these vampiric blood-sucking monsters with, you know, no feelings whatsoever. And certainly a lot of aggressive and predatorial personalities are attracted to the practice of law. Just like they're attracted to Wall Street and they're attracted to, you know, military and other, you know, professions where being aggressive is considered a positive thing. But lawyers are there to help people to resolve disputes. And, I mean, I can sit here all day and point out the flaws and faults of our legal system. That's not what I'm here to do today. And people tend to think of mediums, you know, especially living in Florida, you know, people, mediums are not of God, and they start, you know, flinging scripture at me. And, you know, I've spent my life studying theology, philosophy, archaeology, in addition to quantum physics. And certainly there are plenty of biblical passages. There's many passages in both the Old and New Testament which justify discernment of spirits and prophecy, which are, you know, talking to spirits and in divining future events. So I don't necessarily get bogged down in that. And what lawyers do involves evidence and helping people. And what mediums do involves evidence. That's why I'm an evidential medium. So if I'm doing a reading from somebody, the spirit transmits information to me, and I present it to you, and they will give evidential facts. If I could tell a funny little story that happened two days ago, people think that spirit communication is texting or instant messaging, you know, where we're just, you know, texting up the other side and they're giving us stuff. They communicate us, see things, hear things, feel things, know things, experience things. And I was doing a reading for this woman over the phone, and her father's spirit came through, and I kept seeing Australia, and all this. I've seen kangaroos and boomerangs, all stuff of Australia. And I said, well, is there any connection with you or your dad with Australia? No. Are you sure? No. And I always caution people, if something doesn't make sense right away,